redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede.
Kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Drage poslušalke, dragi poslušalci, z vami je Lenart in
Lara.
Dinamični duo se ponovno vrača na mestne ulice, tako tokrat je v preiskovanju in raziskovanju turistov. Ključ vsakega novinarstva, ki stremi k resnici, je ne nazadnje trdi, surovi, črno-beli dokazi, ne, kar je misija današnje ekspedicije.
Zdaj smo se, izgleda, da zelo spontano, na Krušnem mostu priključili eni vodstveni odpravi po Ljubljani, seveda za turiste. Slišali smo lahko nekaj malega o rogu, v cokrarni, Jankovičevih.
Predvsem, da bo rog zdaj lep, urejen.
Šik. Kot sem jaz slišala.
Negovan, ne.
Big investments,
ja.
Tako je. No, zdaj sledimo tej odpravi in bomo videli, kaj se bo zgodilo. Upamo na kakšen ekskluziven intervju.
Res je.
Okay. What from today's tour did you remember the most?
Yes? I think actually for me, because we are part of Sustainable Scammer School, and for me actually what was interesting and put attention on is sustainable development of the city and green areas. So things which surprised me actually that you can hunt bears in your forest and you sell the bear meat. And then what also surprised me that the city center is totally car free and you have only pedestrians and so many bicycles here, so many parkings for bicycles and lots of green areas, and that's like a locally supported initiative to make the streets more green, more with flowers and less with cars, which is, I think, is really great and should be implemented in all the European cities. Also, I wanted to mention that so many water fountains. I think that's the city where I see the biggest density of water fountains per square kilometer so far.
Did you find Cukrarna or any place like that interesting?
I think what is interesting that it is actually coming to reality and these old buildings are being evolved and not just demolished, but they give the opportunity to have a new life and it becoming a cultural center, and I think it's really great.
By being demolished, you mean the way they were falling apart before?
I mean that usually there are examples when, let's say, there is an abandoned factory, it just stays abandoned for a very long time, and then they just demolish it and build the new skyscrapers and buildings there instead of making it something else.
And what is like the politics around buildings like Cukrarna and Drog in your city?
I came from St. Petersburg in Russia, and I feel like Russia is very big. We have rich culture, but it's also our trouble because we have too much of it, and sometimes the situation is that it's not getting valued enough because there are too many things. And people are overloaded with, let's say, beautiful buildings, so they just prefer to demolish them and build a new skyscraper or a residential house or the residency of a rich Russian guy.
Are you from
Mara?
Ireland?
Yeah.
Good job.
So what can we do for you?
Oh, I just want to find my hostel, but my maps doesn't work. I was just looking. Could I just look?
Sure, man.
Okay, thanks very much.
Which is your? What is your hostel?
Hostel Tabor.
Oh, we can walk you there.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
thank you very much.
We are also from Radio Student. Would you like some Viljamovka? It's like schnapps.
Yeah. Made from pear.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Try
so this is Sean, this is your first experience with Viljamovka.
Yes, Viljamovka.
Try it and describe the feelings.
Okay. Interesting. It's nice.
You sense the subtle touch of pear?
I actually can.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, at the beginning, yeah, I can. Genuinely.
How does it taste?
It's like white wine and vodka together.
Huh? That's the first.
Sorry, that's what I got from it.
Would you say it compares to Irish liquor?
I actually kind of like this because it's I'm not really a big fan of whiskey, so it's less intense. Sometimes whiskey burns too much, but that was really nice.
Where did you come?
I've just come from Bled. I was there for 3 days and my phone broke, so I was only meant to be there for two, so I bought a new phone.
And what's your impression of countryside Slovenia?
Loved it. I came here as a kid when I was younger, and that's why I decided to come back. Yeah.
How come you came to Slovenia on vacation, I guess?
My sister did a master's here in Ljubljana when she was younger, so I went to visit her as a kid, and I really loved it. Yeah.
So we're on Trubarjeva right now.
Okay. This is where Rogue used to stand.
Do you remember Rogue?
Rogue, no.
Anarchists.
Really?
Yes, sorry.
Oh, wow. No, but I saw it looked very cool. I liked the graffiti. It was very edgy, dirty. I liked it.
Yeah, but they have evicted them.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
So now it's just become more of a trendy neighborhood, has it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Spot on.
Okay. And that's probably brought up prices, has it?
The Burek is more expensive now.
Yeah. Okay.
Burek.
Budek, is that a nice neighborhood?
So we're from Radio Student, and hello, we are here near Ljubljanica, and where are you from?
I'm from Ukraine.
I'm from the UK. Probably our favorite holiday that we've been on.
Have you been to Kamnik, maybe?
No. Kamnik? No, I don't think so.
So what would you say that you like about Ljubljana the best?
Ljubljana? I think it's got like a really relaxed culture. It's full of like bars and cafes, no one's in a rush, no one trying to like scam you really. For anything, it's just a relaxed place.
Yeah, what have you been doing in Ljubljana so far?
Okay, we took the communist tour.
So what's the communist tour what of Ljubljana it? Like?
Yeah, what is that? It's basically like they were telling us the history of Yugoslavia, like how it was. They're showing us some places and showing like the big differences between like Soviet Union and like Yugoslavia in general. So really nice, to be honest. Very interesting.
I'd highly recommend it.
What is your takeaway from the communist tour?
Communism sucks. And
thank you. Have a nice day.
Have a nice time. Have a nice time.
Torej, zdaj smo na Tromostoju in se približujemo, pazite to, slovenski turi po Ljubljani. Malenko smo radovedni, kaj so ta čuda, ki jih prodajo našim prebivalcem.
Zdravo, ste vi slovenska skupina turistov v Ljubljani?
Nismo, mi smo mednarodna skupina, ampak vsi govorimo slovensko.
Aha, okay. Iz kje ste?
Jaz, na primer, iz Češke.
Kako to, da ste v Ljubljani?
Na seminarju slovenskega jezika, literature in kulture. No.
In kako to je všeč Ljubljana?
Meni je zelo všeč, jaz sem tukaj tretjič na seminarju.
Zdaj ste bili na turi po Ljubljani, ne?
Se pravi, da ko se spomnim 5 let nazaj, ko smo imeli, bilo je podobno, ampak vsak ta človek ti pove nekaj drugega, pa tole je bilo pred vsem orientiranju, nikoli ne bom pobegnil od Plečnika, ker v Pragi ga imamo tudi. Ampak meni so všeč njegove stavbe, torej to za mene ni težava.
Kaj se ti recimo zdaj najbolj vtisano nekak v spomin v Ljubljani v primerjavi z tem, ki si bil tukaj kdaj nazadnje pred 5 leti?
Pa ja ne vidim razlike. Jaz sem zelo srečen, da je vse ostalo tako, kako je bilo. Ljudje so se vratili.
Ja, najlepša hvala ti.
Tudi se zahvalujem. Ja. Lepo se imejta.
Ja, tudi ti enako.
Tako. Adio, hvala.
Adio. Zopet smo se znašli na taboru, skoraj pri dijaškem domu Tabor, kjer smo nazadnje pustili našega vrlega turista.
Šona.
Tako je.
Yeah.
In za konec gremo na mesto, kamor vodijo vse poti v Ljubljani dan danes. Nesrečno mesto imena.
Metelkovo.
Tako je. Da vidimo, kaj je na teh turistih, ki se proti večeru sprehajajo v ogromnih gručah s kamerami. No, bomo videli, s čim se bomo soočili. Sliši se neka glasba kot običajno, ampak zaenkrat, evo, tamle sta dva osebka s kamero.
To je res, to zgleda zelo kot turist.
Tako je. Gremo zopet na lov.
Res je. Hello, are you a tourist?
Hi, what? Yeah. Sorry?
Are you tourists?
Yeah, we are.
Hi, we're from Radio Students, and we're just doing like a report on tourists in Ljubljana. And this is Laura, and she'll ask you a few questions, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello, where are you from?
We're from Italy.
Yeah. How long have you been here in Ljubljana?
In four days, yeah.
Is this your first time on Metelkova?
Metelkova. We've been there like 2 days ago.
And why did you decide to come here?
Because like we heard that it's one of the main spots for like nightlife, so we went there. Yeah.
And are you satisfied? Are you satisfied with this nightlife here?
It was Saturday and there wasn't many people, but it was nice. Like we drank something and we went there mostly because of the architecture and the stuff, like the art stuff. It's very nice. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Where from Italy are you from?
In Turin.
And if you compare like Ljubljana with your city, what is the difference that stands out the most?
Turin, it's much bigger. And also like the nightlife is very different. There are a lot of places and very different between each other. And I don't know, I just think that here it's smaller and like things end earlier.
I just saw you were taking some pictures. So what spotted your eye?
The first like thing that I saw was the thing with many faces and hands. So that, and like, of course, the graffiti, they're really cool. So
you know, like the city that you are from, does it have like other places like this also?
Yes, there is something pretty similar, but not exactly like that. That's it.
Have a nice night.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Le nekaj trenutkov po koncu zadnjega intervjuja se je nad Ljubljano vlila ploha. Ta je običajno razkropljene obiskovalce Metelkove prisilila v zasilen umik pod edino prosto streho. V jalo se je nagnetla tako gruča turistov kot metinih stalnih obiskovalcev, od katerih so se oboji čudili romantični podobi nenadnega neurja. To so pospremili zvoki koncerta jalinih gostov, Dandelijona, Massima in Metke. Kulturne novice sta pripravila Lara in Leonard.